Hello, my name is Quisa. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Yes, just some questions actually. I had a fellow employee that tested positive last Friday for COVID. And supposedly his doctor released him to come back to work 6 days later.
6 days.
Yes. And my employer let him come back to work.
I don't know about 6 days. I thought they were seeing 14 days.
Well, another thing is they had a lady that, I don't know how long ago it was, but they had a lady that went and got tested. They let her come back to work, and then she ended up testing positive, so they had to send her home.
Okay, with this person that came back in 6 days, so did he have it or what?
Yeah, he tested positive for COVID.
And he came back in 6 days?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not a good thing, sir.
There's actually a whole department in at my work that every one of them tested positive, but they all stayed out for their recommended amount of time, or if they still didn't feel well, they stayed out longer.
They supposed to have stayed out 10 to 14 days, no matter how good they feel.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, what can I do about this?
It looks like to me everyone's gonna have to quarantine for a couple of days.
Well, the company is trying to keep it hush hush from everybody, and I mean there's a lot of us that work at various plants throughout places.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, ain't no need of keeping it hush, because then, you know, you never know how someone will take it with it being,
right.
You know, other people different when they get it. They don't feel as bad as other people, you know.
Right.
So someone going to have to speak up and go further with this, because, you know, that's not going to be a good thing.
Well, nobody's wanting to speak up because they're in fear of retaliation from the employer.
Okay, well, that's going to be on you. It's time for you to speak up then, sir.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, who would I need to talk to in order to get this resolved?
You have to talk to the person that offered the whole team.
Well, I mean, like, my boss, he just says, well, I got the excuse in front of me. He was able to come back to work, and I tried to tell him, no, he can't. He's got to quarantine for 10 days.
Okay, well, you need to talk to someone that's over your boss about
well,
that.
Well, they're saying the same crap. I mean, it's not going to happen, and then you got to talk to the owner. He'll just – he's the type of person to just cuss you out or fire you.
Oh, well, I don't know nothing. I don't know then.
It's probably going to take somebody getting involved at the state level.
Yeah. You probably will have to call down there.
I mean, everybody's got family to worry about, and that's what I'm worried about is my family.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Why I'm trying to figure out what I can do.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to just go on down there to the skate.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's what you're going to have to do. Go on down there to the skate.
Well, who do I need to talk to at the state level in order to get this resolved?
I don't know, sir. I'm the COVID testing. I find the testing site, so I don't know. I don't know anything.
Well, the Alabama Department of Public Health referred me to you.
Oh, well, I don't think I do is fine. a testing site for them to get tested. I don't know anything else.
And then I had to argue with them just to get the number to you, because they're telling me I'd have to find out what my employer's, I'd have to go to my human resources to find out what our policy is.
Wow.
I don't care what our policy is. The state policy says you have to quarantine for 10 days, and he did.
Well, that's what you have to do, sir, is call down there. I don't know that number, and I don't know who you're supposed to talk to, but some got to be done by people coming back in 6 days and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean,